We don't have to count it down anymore because it's just, it's all...
I see you.
Yes, I can see your face. Welcome to the... Is it still...
I don't think
it's still the new bat ranking adventure. It's interstitial bat ranking adventures.
Yeah.
I guess.
We're a little giddy because we are seeing each other face to face. It's been a year.
It's been a goddamn year.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Welcome to Bat Rankings. Wow.
Yeah, we're still your hosts, same hosts.
Yeah, nothing's changed there.
We're just in the same room again. It's me, it's Ben Creighton. We're doing science.
Hey, Ben, I see you.
With me as always.
It's your old pal, Kenny Wendorski.
Yeah, and I mean, I say we're doing science. I guess we're still doing science. We can rank this against Mask of the Phantasm.
Mask of the Phantasm.
Yeah, just spoiler. Mask of the Phantasm. We watched Batman and Mr. Freeze Sub-Zero today.
That's right. We did a movie.
Yeah.
This was a direct-to-VHS movie tape.
Yep.
That you would put into your VCR and you would watch at your own pleasure at home.
Yep. This is called it's a video cassette recorder for all you children in the audience. Mm-hmm. But don't hit record. You'll tape right over it.
That's right. Yeah. And when you're done, please rewind. Be kind.
You have to press the rewind button and then wait.
Yeah.
Unless you have one of the red race cars, and then that can rewind while you watch a different movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you return it back to the blockbuster of your choosing.
Yep. Not Hollywood Video. It's not as good.
Nobody went there. Come on, let's face it.
Blockbuster. Yeah. Yeah, we're watching this a little out of order because this is set...
I think it was 97.
Yeah.
Same year, did a little research, same year that Batman and Robin came out. They delayed it a bit and put it on VHS because of the lackluster performance of Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
And this starred Sub-Zero. God damn it. Mr. Freeze. And Mr. Freeze clearly was the antagonist in Batman and Robin.
Yep, but this came after Batman the Animated Series, but before the new Batman adventures, before the redesigns. So we're back to the old character designs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is good.
It is good. It's we just spent, what, 6 months with the redesign stuff?
I like that, yeah.
So, it feels a little weird going back. But, I mean, this is, you know, they had to jazz it up because this is a movie, technically. It's 70 minutes long. That's technically feature length.
Yeah, you get a lot of early CGI effects in here, which I kind of enjoyed.
Yeah, it's, you know, this was a very strange time for animation. It was still... When did Toy Story come out?
95.
Okay, so yeah, Toy Story had been out in the wild for a while, but, you know, cell animation, or at least cell-style animation. I'm sure this was all actually done on computers, but yeah, it was a weird time.
Yeah, but they knew when to use it, which was primarily backgrounds, not characters, just backgrounds. And I think it was used well for this VHS tape movie.
Yeah, you definitely notice. So we open up on some polar bears going fishing.
Yes.
Yes, and these fish are CGI as fuck. And these polar bears are traditionally animated, and let's just jam them together. It's fine.
Why not? And yeah, we're clearly in, I would say, the South Pole? Or North Pole?
I think they say the Arctic specifically.
North
so
Pole, then?
It would be North Pole.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're in the North Pole, and, you know, it's very freezing up there, but you got somebody who's basically just in swim shorts.
Yep.
And you know who that is. Our good pal Victor Freeze.
Yep, he's fishing right alongside these polar bears. He's got a harpoon. He's swimming around. He's got the flippy flips on.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he comes out and, you know, he pets his polar bears on the head. He's got a big old satchel full of fish, and he's going into a cave where there's an Eskimo boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
Is, oh, for my notes here. I knew I'd need them. I kept on wanting to call him Nanook, but it's Kunak.
Kunak?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I don't really know. Sure.
Yep. Sure. he's looking. I think he gives his age as 12 years old. Later, he looks about 12, and he is very friendly with Mr. Freeze. They're just living together in this cave.
It's the Odd Couple reimagined. One's the clean one, and one's not.
which one do you think Kunak is?
Yeah, Kunak is the clean one, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mr. Freeze is always leaving his comatose wives lying around.
Yes, which he does have her. Our Nora Freeze is still in her, cryogenic chamber water tube. And Kunak.
Yes.
Says, when will she come out? And Victor says...
Victor slaps him across the face and says, boy, we've been living together for months and you never ask me about myself.
I was thinking the same thing. It's like, you should probably know this. But, you know, when a cure is found for Nora's disease, whatever her disease is.
Yeah. Although, Mr. Freeze doesn't seem to be... He's mostly just interested in befriending polar bears and catching salmon. Doesn't seem to be, like, actively looking for... I mean, it's not like he needs even any machinery to keep Nora in suspended animation. They're in the Arctic. All he has to do is just not warm her up, and she will stay frozen. It's fine. As long as no submarine comes along and smashes through the floor of their cave and breaks the...
Are you saying a submarine could possibly do that?
I mean, it would be a mind-boggling coincidence if a submarine just happened to surface through the icy floor of their cave, cracking Nora Freeze's containment unit.
Well,
out of all the places in the... I don't know if you know, the Arctic is rather large.
Yeah. Well, buckle up, boys and girls, because a submarine crashes through the cave and it shatters Nora's... cryogenic tube thing.
Yep.
And that makes Mr. Freeze real mad.
Yep, he's very angry. He freezes the entire submarine crew, freezes the surface team that's exploring
Explorers,
and looking for data. We're not really sure what they're doing
they
up there.
We have no idea what they're doing.
And we never will, because they disappear from this movie after this point. They are almost certainly dead, and Mr. Freeze is a murderer.
Nora needs help.
Yep, but no time for that now. It's Gotham City 2 weeks later.
Woo!
Yeah, we're robbing jewelry stores. This earring man is what I called him in my notes.
It's funny because I noticed another one had a cross for a necklace. Yeah, they're breaking into a jewelry store. One old man is like, hey, I'm not scared of you, but easily gets tossed away.
Yep, this earring-clad mook, this thug, if you will, who, in broad daylight, mind you, smashes the front display window of this jewelry store. The alarm goes off. He gives zero shits.
Gotham City.
Yeah, you know, it's
big
not
city.
It's not like he lives in a city where there is a well-known vigilante who patrols the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets in his car and gets away scot-free.
No! Batman shows up. He takes down the crooks. It's actually a rather long and involved sequence. That doesn't matter at all. We're padding this runtime real hard to make this feature length, folks.
It does look pretty, though. Remember, we are sprinkling in CGI in a lot of these chase scenes now, and it looks pretty.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's a jazzed up animation style compared to what was our traditional TV show.
Yep. The cops pick up the thugs after Batman's done having his way with them, and we go over to this children's hospital benefit where Batman and, Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson, who showed up with the thugs in his Robin costume, not Nightwing yet.
Yep.
Yep, but they're attending this gala, this fundraiser, this ball. And Dick's looking around like, where's Barbara, though?
That's right. They're still, they're seeing each other.
Yep.
But they don't know each other's identities or, their alter egos,
yep,
if you will. And yeah, he's wondering where she is. And Bruce Wayne, using his Bruce Wayne voice.
Yes, yes. Remember that?
Yes. When Bruce Wayne was clearly different than the Batman voice.
Yep.
He says, "Are you two getting serious?" You know, haha. And then he almost said Nightwing. Robin says, "Got any advice?" And luckily.
Yeah. Bruce says, "Yeah, I've got one piece of advice. Be fabulously wealthy." I'm going to go have a five-way right now.
He gets taken to a bunch of thirsty ladies who want to say hi to Gotham's most eligible bachelor.
Yep.
And he does. He goes over there. Hello, yep. Ladies.
Yep. Meanwhile, Dick and Jim Gordon have one of those fun conversations where it's cutting back and forth between them talking about Barbara and why she's late and showing Batgirl busting up a bunch of muggers. Pay attention, kids. This is the last useful thing she's going to do.
Yeah, it's the only time you'll see her dressed as Batgirl, too, which is kind of sad. But
yeah,
she is stopping a mugger and protects a lady and realizes she's running late. And in between this, Commissioner Gordon is giving his fatherly, you know, lecturing to Robin, you know, like. I think every guy gets the talk with the father. It's kind of like that, but it's intertwined with Batgirl punching and fighting.
Yep, but she gets changed, shows up at the benefit in her lovely ballroom gown, looking more Bruce Timm design than ever. And was it just me, or did Jim come across a little creepy in this scene? He meets up with her first, and he's going gaga over, "I've raised a knockout. Boy, any young man would be lucky to get his penis inside you."
It was a little bit like Donald Trump with his daughter. Yeah. So, but Robin says, "Well, I'm going to go on a little dance date with her." And meanwhile, we've got a Stormin' guy. I didn't catch his name. He's the guy who he's run low on money.
Ah, yes, Dr. Gregory Belson.
Did you notice the voice?
I did not. Who plays? Okay,
it's Scarface.
Oh!
I heard the voice. I was like, "Where the fuck have I heard?" It's Scarface's voice, but apparently he'll also be the voice of Perry White in Superman the Animated Series.
Okay, so hey, tune in next week, folks. We'll have some super rankings for you, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, for now, yeah, one of these at this children's hospital benefit, we won't learn until later that he is a medical doctor, only called Gregory at this point, but he's in an argument with his stockbroker, who I don't know if he ever gets a name. But.
I don't think so either, but if he does, he's not consequential. Basically, he's broke, he's telling the stockbroker, "Give me some time to get some money," and the stockbroker's like, "Hey, this is the way the stock market works, you know? You some winners, some losers, you're a loser."
Yep. You got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman, and there you are. Yeah, next, Mr. Freeze grabs Gregory. Mr. Freeze, he's back. He's back in action.
Yeah, and he needs the doctor's help to find a blood donor?
They go back and forth on this. What she needs, what Nora Freeze needs, is an organ donor.
Organ donor.
Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, blood, you've got lots of that. You can give plenty of blood and still live. You tend to need most of your organs. And
it's rare.
Yep. Yeah, the blood type's rare, and you do need to be a blood type match. Only so many matches. And the doctor, apparently he and Dr. Gregory and Victor Freeze used to work together. They seem already familiar with one another. And every time you think that that Dr. Gregory might be like the voice of conscience, the voice of reason, this movie pulls the rug out from under you. Because at first he's saying, "Look, it's impossible. The waiting list is a mile long and there are no deceased organ donors. So let's find a live one and murder them for their organs."
And Mr. Freeze doesn't care about money. He's got money.
Yep, he's apparently found a rich vein of gold in the gold-rich Arctic.
There's gold in them, they're Arctic. So
you may not have known this, but you know how there are icebergs?
Yeah.
Apparently there are also goldbergs, and they're not just wrestlers.
Kids might have to look that one up.
Only reason I know any wrestler's name is because I've been spending my Saturdays with a with a young man with Down syndrome who loves him as wrestling.
I do remember Goldberg was a big deal back then.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the doctor says, look, we got to find somebody who matches the blood type. Let's go on the computer. Bing, bong, boom, boom.
Yep, there are 18 matches, but the only one we give a shit about is... Dun, dun, dun!
Barbara Gordon.
Of course.
And...
So, yeah, her phone number reaches her roommate, a Jenny. Jenny, I got no
number. Well, very attractive, blonde-looking, Bruce Timm-designed young lady.
Yep.
Who says that she... is not here, but she is out on a date, and here's the address to where she's at.
Yep, she went for the weekend to this jazz festival with a Mr. Dick Grayson, and we cut to the jazz fest, an excuse for our...
It's padding.
Yeah, it's...
it's
I mean, it's a very nice musical number.
It's animated very well.
Yep.
And, you know, it's jazzy music, but it is padding.
It's
big
padding
time.
AF, yeah.
It's a lot of dancing for what it is. But Dick Grayson is trying to make it over. He's carrying two champagne flutes, trying not to spill them as all these jazz dancers are swinging around and, you know, doing their Mighty Mighty Boss Tones thing. Yeah. The rascal king behind the balls of the one in front of them. And he does get some of it on himself and... He's able to make it to Barbara to make a toast. They're about to kiss. And then polar bears!
Polar bears, Kenny! Mr. Freeze shows up with his two polar bears. They have names. I made a note of them. They don't matter.
It was, yeah.
Frickin' Frack over here.
Yeah, frickin' Frack. There we go.
Shaka and Notchka. There
we
go.
Oh, you did that right now.
I did.
Shaka and Notchka.
Yeah, Mr. Freeze busts in. One of the polar bears corners Barb. It is...
Good chasing.
Yeah.
It's nice chasing.
As of old wounds, Barb is not supposed to know that Dick Grayson is Robin.
Right.
She's a fucking moron, because Dick Grayson, not in costume, busts out some jump kicks, karate moves. He's mixing it up with Mr. Freeze until he, too, in his turn, gets bitch-slapped by a polar bear.
Yeah.
And Barbara gets got.
Barbara gets got. You get a cool motorcycle chasing. Luckily, the motorcycle chasing Dick Grayson, he falls off a cliff, but there's a conveniently placed tree.
Yep.
And the motorcycle falls off the cliff and explodes.
Take a shot.
Yay!
And you know what?
Alcoholism.
Yeah, don't put that bottle away yet. We'll have a lot more in the third act. But We have some detective work happening.
Which is nice.
Yeah. First we have a long scene with Jim Gordon yelling at his cops.
What I want out of each and every one of you is a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, hen house, outhouse, or doghouse in that area. You
know, he's barking orders, and it sounds very realistic. Sure. I believe it. It's cop talk.
He calls out, too. He says, look everywhere along the I-13 and the I-83. I looked it up. These two highways do not intersect. They are hundreds of miles apart. No clues about where Springfield, I mean Gotham, is.
But yeah, he wants his little daughter found. His little girl found.
Of course.
And so they're doing some detective work. This is Batman and Robin.
Yep.
On the computer, and they find out that there is a blood match for Barbara, which is Nora Freeze.
Yep, and Batman says, well, this evidence is worthless. You already saw that it's a Mr. Freeze caper. We don't need to know this, and this helps us in no way whatsoever, but God damn it, we got 70 minutes to fill.
We learned something nice. It's very small.
Yep.
Barbara Gordon tested negative for HIV.
Oh!
It's on the computer screen.
Well, that's probably useful information for Dick to know.
Yes. Thank you. That was a fun little nugget to see on the big screen.
Yep, we're cutting back and forth for most of the second act of this movie to various escape attempts on Barbara's part, all of which pretty much come to nothing.
She befriends Canuck?
Cocoon? Krakatoa? Crypto the Superdog?
Yeah. The boy.
Yep, the boy.
She befriends the boy, and the boy's like, he's my friend. I don't have any parents. He's helped me out. But don't worry, he's not going to hurt you.
Yeah, he's just going to take your blood.
The primary ingredient is the blood of children.
You've got plenty of it.
They have a lot of blood, Miriam.
Everybody's got blood.
What are they going to do with all of that blood? Might as well spare some for me.
Yeah, and Barb says, well, if what he wants is blood, I'll give him blood.
If I were a child, Miriam, and a nice green old woman came up to me and was like, can I have some of your blood? Do you know what I do, Miriam? I give her the blood. She needs it.
But in the hospital...
You didn't have to kidnap me.
Yeah. Also, we do get... I didn't think we were going to get any more. This might be our final. We get a Give It Up, Barbara from Dr. Gregory.
Oh, snap. Don't
give it,
give it
up.
Give
it up counter sitting at 11.
Nice.
This is still technically bat rankings.
Barbara tried to escape at one point, you find out they're in the middle of the ocean on an oil rig.
Yep.
An abandoned oil rig. One of Gotham's many abandoned oil rigs.
Yes. Now, this abandoned oil rig, you might be interested to know, you would think that before the oil company left, they would take all the... What's that valuable shit that oil rigs... Are meant to extract from the earth?
Tacos?
No. It's like tacos, but for car engines.
Oh, oil.
Oil, yeah. you'd think they would take all that shit with them. Turns out that all of the oil tanks in this abandoned oil rig are still full of... What's that shit that explodes?
Tacos.
Close. Oil.
Damn it. You find out Mr. Freeze is going to kill Barbara, the little boy is like, no, hey, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I thought you just needed the blood.
Take the blood, right?
Yeah.
No, we need more than the blood.
We need the organs that she needs to live, so she's going to be dead, and Nanook of the... Good old Nanook here says, well, that wasn't the deal. I'm going to tackle you and knock your oxygen tanks everywhere, and...
Yep.
Meanwhile, Batman's in the Batcave. He's doing his detective work. I think this... I'm going to be honest. My attention was drifting by this point.
Yeah, I don't really remember how he found out it was on the oil rig either.
Yeah, he and Robin shook down the stockbroker. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, he happened to get a phone call from Dr. Gregory saying, hey, man, just give me another week. I got all this gold from the Goldberg.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. And they hear a foghorn in the distance and this bell that... Apparently, this is a sort of bell that only happens 5 miles offshore at this one specific abandoned oil rig. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a detective.
Get in the bat plane. It's a CGI bat plane.
Yeah. It's not sassy, though.
No. Doesn't talk. It's just shiny because CGI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they make it there. And this is where we get our third act action sequence. There's a gunshot. The gunshot... sparks a little bit of fire on some oil, and now we get ourselves an explosion.
Yep, you can have some shots. Enjoy yourself.
There's going to be several explosions, so just have some fun. This is our last bat rankings. Do you.
Until we get to bat rankings beyond, it's going to be all super rankings for about the next year, so get your enjoyment while you can.
Yeah, take your shots, my friends.
Yep. Speaking of Batman stuff, Gothcorp shows up again during this detective work. Ferris Boyle's old company that apparently...
The people company.
Yeah. Apparently Bruce, since Boyle's... I don't know what happened to Boyle. He's probably dead or in prison. Probably. Yeah. But he's out of the picture. Bruce has been investing in Gothcorp, and he talks to a Dr. Mariko... because, we gotta get another lady into this episode somewhere.
Yeah.
and she says, well, I'm really not the one you want to be asking about cryogenics. You really want Dr. Gregory. That's how they get turned on to him. Except they'd already been turned on to Dr. Gregory earlier because they found his car where he got snatched by Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
In a big puddle of water, or as Dick helpfully points out, melted ice!
Yes!
Good science facts, Dick. Really pulling your weight there, Boy Wonder. And it's a big, silly Batman third act. They're running around. They're fighting polar bears.
The bridges are collapsing.
Explosions are happening.
The guy, the doctor, tries to escape on boat, and he gets smashed by some scaffolding.
Yep, falling rubble of karma. He's probably dead.
He's just dead.
Nobody gives a shit.
Nope. It was kind of cool. Somebody died on screen.
Yeah.
And, Mr. Freeze helps them escape because he wants Nora to get out of there alive.
Yep.
You think that he's going to die in the explosion.
But, yeah, the polar bears are swimming away. They, Batman and Robin do a Toro. They bait them to the edge of the oil derrick and then duck at the last second. The bears jump off into the ocean. And as they're swimming away, you see Mr. Freeze grab on.
Mm-hmm.
His hand emerges from the ocean. He lives. Batman and Nora and Robin and Batgirl all get aboard the Batplane, and they leave safely. And we cut to this news broadcast about the fate of Nora Freeze. Hey, remember that extremely rare blood type, and there are only 18 living people and no deceased organ donors that could possibly save Nora Freeze's life?
Yeah.
No, it turns out we found some organs. Yeah, it's fine. They were, you know, they're always the last place you look, those extremely rare blood type organs.
Yeah, it usually is.
Yeah.
Always check your sock drawer.
Yeah, if you're looking for organs.
And, she's cured. Doctor saved her.
Yep.
Which we'll find out later on. That,
yeah, it's not all he saved.
Those two will hook up, apparently.
Yeah, Dr. And, Lyle Johnston.
There you go.
Yeah.
And, peeking in on the news broadcast is our Mr. Freeze. He's in a ice cast. I guess he broke his leg.
Yep.
Sure, why not?
Okay, we'll
and
do
he's
that.
He's happy.
Yeah.
Nora's alive, walks away.
Yep, he's still got his entire body. He has not been reduced to a head in a jar yet. This is a happy ending.
Two polar bear pals.
Yeah, and thus ends Batman and Mr. Freeze, a Sub-Zero. Kenny, does this movie hold up?
It's okay.
Yeah. It's one of those that could have been not even necessarily a two-parter. I think this could have been a 20-minute episode, and it would have been fine.
I didn't like it when I first saw it
back
in the day. Now rewatching it, maybe I've gone a little bit soft in my old age.
Yeah,
I kind of found some fun with the visuals. I like the voice acting. And I like the explosions in the third act.
Yeah, I will admit to a little bit of scientific bias. I think if we'd watched this in the correct order, if we'd watched this after the animated series but before TNBA, I think it might have been more interesting.
Mm.
But just kind of already knowing the end of the story robs it somewhat. But also, yeah, it's just really padded.
Yeah.
It's very... That third act is very pretty. The lighting is great with all the explosions and fire going on. And just... I'm a big sucker for that atmospheric lighting.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's well done that way. It was nice to see the old designs again. It was nice to... You know, always nice to revisit the voices again. I think it probably also suffers by the fact that... I mean, we've been watching through Batman the Animated Series. We just finished it. At the time this came out, there hadn't been new Batman content in a couple years.
Mm.
So this was coming at a time when everybody was eager to see their old pals again.
Yeah.
Whereas for us, it's been, a couple weeks?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess we'll look at the old master list of Batman movies. Currently sitting at number one... Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
Yep.
Kenny, is this movie episode movie better or worse than Mask of the Phantasm?
It is worse.
Yeah.
that's not a hard one at all.
Yep.
But, and you know, we are kind of shitting on it. I will say we've seen worse.
Yeah.
I would, if you've got it, if it's free, if it's accessible, do you have HBO Max?
Yep.
Check it out.
Is it included in the Blu-ray set? Hey, it is. You got it anyway. Yeah, why not?
Like you said, it's 70 minutes. Most of it's padded, but I mean, it's pretty looking padding.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would recommend it, but I wouldn't say it's the bee's knees. It's
certainly not required viewing by anyone's definition.
Correct.
But we'll see what it's better than next time, when we get to the other side of Superman the Animated Series, if we feel like doing another movie before we get to Bat Rankings Beyond, there's always Mystery of the Batwoman.
That's true. That is canon.
That is, yep.
I do remember that one. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, that'll be in, another year. But if you want something to do in the meantime, shit, what are we doing next week?
We are officially dipping our toe into Superman territory.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be the, I forget the name of the episode. It's a three-part pilot.
And we're heading to Metropolis. You all voted, and we listened to our voters the democratic way.
Yep. We do not try to suppress them by not allowing mail-in ballots.
Georgia.
Georgia. Georgia.
Georgia.
We're looking at you.
You and your peaches.
Sons of bitches.
Seriously, what the fuck, Georgia? But anyway...
They make some good television in Georgia.
They do. Yeah. Walking Dead is filmed there.
Yeah, Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah, a lot of Marvel stuff's been down there.
Yeah, so, you know, just get your political shit together, Georgia, and we'll be fine.
Yeah, Georgia. But, yeah, we are stepping into Superman territory, and I'm excited.
Yeah.
This is fun. This will be a change of pace.
Yeah, I have Superman the Animated Series as one that back in the day, it was... I was too attached to Batman to fully appreciate it. It's something that I'd watch when it was on and then didn't go out of my way for. And then as in my mid-20s, I did like a full DCAU watch through and it held up way better than I remembered.
Yeah, it's got some fun villains and yep. I learned a lot about characters I never heard of because I never read the comic book, so... This is going to be a fun journey.
Yeah, and my recollection, too, is that much like Batman the Animated Series has... Look, Heath Ledger fans, he did a very good job. Look, Jack Nicholson fans, excellent Joker. Cesar Romero, great Joker. But the definitive Joker will always be Mark Hamill. And by that same token, but probably by an even greater margin in my estimation, the Superman the Animated Series Joker... Or, not Joker... Lex Luthor.
Clancy.
Played by Clancy Brown. Best Lex Luthor.
I can't... Yeah.
Who are you going to put him up against? Jesse Eisenberg? Don't make me laugh.
God. What was the guy... he was in the original movies.
Yeah.
He retired. He hasn't done anything since. I think he's still alive. Shit. What's his name?
I'm looking it up on my phone as we speak. Fortunately, we can... cut out our ignorance later. Gene Hackman. Yes.
I had to think of the South Park.
Yeah.
Because he's Hackman.
and you know what?
He was okay.
Yeah, well... Here's the thing. Gene Hackman is a goddamn treasure. But what he was given to do in those movies was... He was a buffoon. He was a bumbling... But that's because that's not really what those movies were about. They were about...
It was about spectacular effects at the time.
Yeah.
And they're still pretty fun.
Yeah, and it was about Superman's relationship with Lois Lane. And, you know, you had your Marlon Brando Jor-El. You want to talk about your all-time great Jor-Els?
Yeah.
Marlon Brando drunk on his ass. Off his ass. What more could you want? So, you know.
So, this will be fun because Ben and I are not the biggest Superman aficionados. So,
yeah. Maybe
you'll know more. So, if you do, feel free. Leave us a message over at... What are we now? Are we going to be Super Ratings? Or...
Yeah, so the URL will still be the same as it's always been. Anchor.fm/BatRankings.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not going to make people like... find a different URL or unsubscribe and resubscribe to another RSS feed. That's no. Well, you can find us same place we've always been. Same dog barking in the background there's always been. Anchor.fm/BatRankings, where you can pledge us $1, $5, or $10 a month. Help us keep the lights on. You can subscribe on your podcatcher of choice as of this morning, including Amazon Music. I didn't realize we weren't on there until a friend of Kenny's on Facebook.
We learned something new.
Yeah, but I fixed that right quick. We're there now.
Yeah.
But also Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. Let us know how we're doing. As long as it's 5 stars,
five
you sons
stars.
Of bitch. 5 stars.
Five.
Don't ding us because we're on Superman now. You voted for it.
Yeah.
So that'll be next week. Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.